This announcement from the producers of this record contains
such a crock of shit
and is not for broadcast.
Prepare to take a journey
deep into the mine of satire.
He's a silly dog, isn't he?
He's mean. Yes, he is.
He is a
disgusting, wretched, sorry motherfucker.
I am very proud that I can bring to you
this vulgar, lewd
sound collage.
Nah, fucked up.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's do this shit.
I'm going to chop off your arm.
I am gonna have fun doing it.
Please don't.
Some people apparently like it, but I certainly don't.
But I see nothing wrong with what I am doing.
Much better.
What's up with her?
She's bleeding pretty profusely here.
Sometimes she gets
operations and amputations without painkillers.
It doesn't really matter, and it keeps her occupied.
Nothing mattered but the ever-present craving for the drugs.
Don't tell me drugs are cool.
Do you really want to know what cool is?
No, I don't, sir.
Don't ever feel embarrassed to call the police.
You bunch of tit-nibbling, penis-petting morons.
In 1965, CIA police
were just positive that they were spacemen.
Chaos ensues as the police descend on the scene.
The top of Snowball Mountain.
Where nightmares become reality.
Living through this nightmare is an experience one cannot easily forget.
And before I forget, let me remind you.
My butt itches.
And fragrance comes in so many delightful forms.
Take this one, for instance.
My butt.
Full of toxic gases and vapors.
Once these odors are in your rug, they're in your room.
I know that most of all, you must be hungry now.
Right now, I'm hungry and I want
to do a nude scene.
On a show like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Dick tried to protest.
He decided he was ready to be in
a nice bath with some champagne and
tons of cocaine.
Dust on velvety powder after your bath.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
She sold herself too cheaply.
That's my mother.
That's a whore.
Yes, David, I know that.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a person is born in this country without
monkeys
and gravy?
Oh my God! Shut the fuck up!
And now.
And now,
the executive director of clergy, tax, and law, Deborah Chitwood. Deborah Chitwood
is a sweet little baby pony. She loves beautiful things, like
cannibalism, sadism, desecration.
Pitcher filled with milk
and blood.
Anytime blood's around,
everyone should be happy.
Yay! If you want blood,
buy two bottles and get a
kick in the ribs.
Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I can't do it by myself.
Yes, you can. With moderation.
And a spinal fluid test.
I'd rather look at your asshole.
I'd rather kill myself.
I'd rather eat worms.
I'd rather have Jesus than
barbecue sauce on my titties.
I would much rather have a man's prick inside my cunt any day.
I'm the same way.
I do not intend to become a lesbian.
And last week she was hallucinating and became
the father of our family, Mr. George McDonald.
But some countries throughout the world are trying to protect this creature.
I think I can tell you what George's problems are.
A broken leg and a shattered kneecap.
But wait, as Al Jolson used to say...
Yes, I am stupid.
I love you, Al.
Tonight, Al building
giant mechanical claws and powerful laser guns.
Much better, Steve.
Much better than poo.
Could you keep the noise down just a hair?
Okay.
You are sworn to observe silence.
Because of its silence.
You might be scared, but don't let that stop you.
It rides good, it feels good, everything is working. There's nothing worse to me than having somebody
pulling out of a woman before he has an orgasm.
She won't give a damn if I don't have an orgasm.
Correct, cried the teacher.
Now, pause the tape before she asks you,
why did you stop me when I had a chance?
Get out! Get out!
Your time is up, I will no longer play or
you.